I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo!
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
No, I'm recording. Get your shit together. Get your shit together. I'm waiting on you to situate yourself.
You rush me. I don't like it.
Well, you
don't
know,
rush me. That's the second Taylor Dane reference this week.
Y'all.
Is this the right pad?
I'll just do it by myself. Y'all, we're doing the single life. Episode 121. We're finally catching up. Single
this
life.
This is it. Yeah.
Oh, wait. This is Chasing a Ghost.
Hold on. I think this is the right pad.
Wow.
I'm using a legal pad.
Professionalism. Professionalism.
This is it. Yes.
Okay.
No one ever said the show was professional.
Y'all, let's just jump right in.
Chasing a Ghost. Any announcements?
If you're listening to this, this is on Friday. Extreme Sisters, the first two episodes are dropping tomorrow on Saturday on the free feed. It's just the tip.
Take some milk of magnesia, y'all.
You can try it before you stick it all in and jump up to the $8 tier on Patreon or Supercast. We also want to remind people, some people don't love Patreon. If you don't love the app, that's what Supercast is for. It's way easier, we have to admit. So click on the link are in the show notes.
I want to clarify, if you're not tech savvy, Supercast is much easier.
It is. But it's in the show notes. You're like, what's the link? Just look in the show notes. Y'all, we had a sissy that sent us something. I want to read this before. We normally don't talk about it, but I feel like it's important.
Yeah, this is not a spoiler.
Important. It's
important.
Not a spoiler. It's Liz posted in an Instagram comment.
And you guys know, this is kind of a spoiler, but kind of not.
I mean, it's not anything where we're not like...
They're not together anymore.
Yeah.
Shocker.
I think...
Shocker.
Yeah, I think this is from... Sissy called Auntie R. So thank you, Auntie R. And she sent us this tea, and she said, I left Ed's ass in Vegas because Tiffany's...
This is Liz. Just
Liz,
to clarify.
Liz said, I left Ed's ass in Vegas because Tiffany was so rude, making comments, and Tiffany prided right into it. I think sometimes
her friend.
I didn't want it to affect
Ed's... Tiffany's friend was making nasty comments toward Liz.
And she said, I didn't want it to affect Ed's night because he was oblivious to it, and I kept quiet for him. 3 exclamation points. I tried to be the bigger person. Ed tried to pick a fight in Old Town Las Vegas in front of a crowd, asking me what was wrong. And I didn't want people recording this. I kept my mouth shut, begging him to talk, quote, begging him to talk about it in private, end quote. He kept pushing for it. We got back to our hotel, and Ed was so upset that I didn't want to discuss something so personal in public. He was so upset that he called the airline in front of my face at 3 a.m. to book a ticket home, trying to leave me in Vegas. He left the room to finish the call, and I didn't know he would not go through with it. Instead, thinking he went through with it, I went online and booked a ticket myself. $400 later, and me being a mom on a budget, I left. I am not sorry for it.
So, we're going to talk about this in a minute, but
let's say, yeah,
that completely
first.
Contradicts
Ed's story.
And
y'all, again, it kind of like, because some of you have asked us, like, are y'all going to talk about Ed still? Because he seems like he can be, like, y'all talk about what a monster he is. I don't like talking about Ed. However, sadly, so many sissies have reached out just to say, oh, my God, I was in this type of relationship.
Thank you for doing it.
Or I'm even in this type of relationship. Yeah. Because it's this kind of, I think the word... Like, I remember when I did the Dear Maddie show, this is a trigger warning for sexual assault, but when I did the Maddie show, I had a friend on that was sexually assaulted.
I remember that story.
And it was a great episode, and one of our mutual friends, she sent me a message. She said, thank you for the episode, because I always felt like that my, she uses words, she's like, I was raped, and I always felt like my rape wasn't rapey enough.
Yeah.
Meaning, when I asked her what that meant, she's like, just what you see on, like, Lifetime TV and things like that was not my experience.
Right.
But it still was assault. And I think with Ed, this is controlling.
Yeah.
This, but it's so, it seems subtle, but I think that story that she is such a good example of the behind the scenes madness of this.
And, it's a he's a predatory person. This is a, and... I think to clarify what you were saying, people were asking us, are you guys going to stop covering Ed? And because they used the explanation like you did for Jeffrey, and these two things are very different. Number one, Jeffrey, we're talking about Jeffrey and Barry, of course,
nipple tits,
which
tats.
The reason why we did that is because that was more of a protest from the entire 90 Days podcast community of we all kind of contacted one another and said,
he had a rap sheet,
this
a
is
legal
gross,
rap sheet.
A legal rap sheet with convictions for domestic violence.
Not allegations.
No.
A legal rap sheet.
And this was more about a protest for TLC's casting and hope for they would do better. For their vetting, for having people on the air, which is an easy Google.
Yeah. Very easy Google.
And the reason why we want to keep covering people like Ed, unfortunately, until something comes down. So if something happens, then we won't. But because we need to call out this behavior.
We do. We need to call out this. Like, it's why I think I would still talk about Paul and Carini. I think there's abusiveness on both sides of that relationship.
Right.
I want to talk about it because,
yeah,
y'all, we laugh at these people, we cry at these people, but y'all, I've even had some of y'all email me and say, oh my God, I'm Darcy.
Right.
Like, we relate to these people. That's why we like the show.
In a way, what can be gained without talking about tough subjects?
Because honestly,
what can be gained without saying we're not going
to
do it?
I feel like I try to be pretty self-aware, but Ed has really expanded my inclusionary thought of what is predatory behavior.
Oh.
That I did not have. You saw it before more. I did. But I've learned from it. God, I've learned from Big Ed.
Yeah. No, it's... He tweaked me from episode one. But
and I didn't see it.
It's
but
all...
that's the deal, y'all. I was like, oh, he's cute. I was probably just like some of Ed's girlfriends. They're like, oh, he's cute. He's funny. Yeah, he probably, you know. And I just kind of, I thought, yeah. like some of you
well, no,
did.
Also, his disability and his condition, you immediately, your sympathy and leads before your empathy
and
does.
And I totally did that.
Let me say that again. Your sympathy leads before your empathy does.
Yeah.
And they're two very different things.
And that's exactly what I think would happen. And then I got to know him. I'm like, ugh. So anyway, that's that. But I just wanted to read that because, boy, yeah. What a gross. So they are back from Vegas. Let's just jump in and get.
So he is back in San Diego, and Liz and Ed got in a huge fight, he says.
And they haven't spoken 4 days.
Yeah.
Because she did leave him in Vegas.
And so immediately we're like, uh-oh. The other shoe must have dropped. So he's meeting his friend Lily, who we've met before. Again, a younger person that Ed hangs out with. And I guess to pick up his dog, because I think Teddy was staying with Lily. The biggest objection I had, besides Big Ed's all of his talk, is he gave Teddy lavender shortbread cookies.
A lot of people feed their dogs people food.
Yeah, but cookies got sugar in them.
I don't do that, but or I didn't.
That can't be good for dogs, can it?
I don't know. Because my mom and dad give their dogs everything.
But anything that's got like anything that that dogs are fed, there's not sugar in it.
No, my dad will eat his Brahms like ice cream cone and put it down and let the dog lick some of it and then keep eating.
That's gross. My brother does that.
I think a lot of people
with his dog. His dog is like, here, Beezer, have some of this.
And then they'll eat. Yeah, a lot of people do
and
that.
And he's like, his mouth's cleaner than yours.
Y'all, that's not true. I think I may come at it. If you're a vet and you know, but I've.
Stop letting your dogs eat your food.
I mean, dogs have disgusting mouth. They lick each other's butts.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You know what? Maybe dogs do
have
cleaner mouths.
I have no room to talk.
Maybe they do have cleaner mouths. So he tells her that kind of what Liz said in that met is that.
Yeah, we went to a club.
We went to a club.
Tiffany and her friend.
We're talking. And we talked about Tiffany was, she can be mad at Ed, but she was pretty fucking gross to Liz when there was no reason to be. And
we did not see this, y'all, because obviously they didn't get enough footage for it.
Yes. And so they went to this club and Ed said that. He kept asking Liz what was wrong. He said he couldn't let it go, but he did find out that his daughter and friend were talking shit about her. And so he kind of, Liz shut down. And that's when he said, and she booked the flight and left next morning and left me. And he said, and left me all by myself.
Like,
and then he
like
made it
Rose
about him.
Had done.
It was just the, like Rose did. So it wasn't about what she's going through.
I also want to remind everyone that it's been 3 weeks
since
they
started
dating.
Yeah. Regardless, he texted Liz. She's coming over. Liz basically, Lily, the friend, says, you don't communicate.
Or they don't communicate well, which I think we can both, I think everyone can agree on that.
Yeah.
It's not good communication.
No, she said it's not good. And then Ed said a question and I went, huh? And he said, why is love so hard?
Ugh.
First of all, this isn't love. This is control.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
Is love hard, Poodle?
Love can be hard.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Love can be hard. Love can be a nice kind of medium hard.
Okay, that was the wrong person to ask.
In
Poodle's book, love is rock hard.
Dang right. But I would say that love in relationships are hard because people are different, and people you know, if you fall in love with someone who's exactly like you, you probably won't have that many problems. But rarely do people look for exactly themselves, unless they're narcissists. or you're that kind of gay couple who has a boyfriend twins.
And y'all look alike.
Still freak me out.
It freaks me out, too. That happens a lot. That happens in lesbians, too.
No, it's true.
It's very true.
But I feel like he says, why is love so hard? I wrote barf.
And he says, Y'all, again, Poodle said 3 weeks. And this is Ed saying, and when she's not next to me, I'm a mess. I think about...
No, you are a mess when she is next
to
you.
That's called codependency.
Yeah.
And you need to fucking be single for a long time. Everything reminds me of her. Every song, every blanket, every mean text I send to her telling her she's a piece of shit, everything.
And so Lily says, that doesn't mean Liz is your soulmate for the rest of your life. And he's like, no, Liz is it for me. Again, it's absolute or it's nothing, you guys. It's so frustrating to watch him be so intractable in dating. Because you have to conform.
Intractable is a great word.
You have to conform to what he wants or he'll blame you for, he'll blame you and say, I guess she wasn't the one for me.
Yep. And that's what he always blames it. That's what he did with Rose. And Liz even says she talks about Vegas and how they.
Wait, he's invited her over.
He's invited her over. Yes. Yeah,
let's. So she, y'all, someone brought this up on our Facebook. Our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, they were kind of talking about what we had said about Ed being a predator. And someone also said further down that he always plies these women every time with alcohol. There's alcohol involved.
That's a good point.
Always alcohol involved.
Oh my God, he does.
And there's always like some type of like sweet or, and I guess I'm sure he likes his wine and, but every time there's always like.
And you think, oh, he just set the scene. He's just being nice.
No. That's why probably a coffee date for him wouldn't work.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He would never meet you at Coffee Bean at like 11 a.m.
No. He would need it to be in the middle of the afternoon and order like a bottle of wine. To get y'all liquored up.
Wow.
So he's got champagne, wine, and a fire is going.
Now, but wait, I thought Liz said this to the camera, or did she say this to him when she said Vegas was tricky? Or did she say that to him?
Maybe to him.
I wrote it down wrong.
To him.
Okay, so yes, he's got the fire going and everything. And
he does say, I want to be with her forever.
And she basically says, again, I didn't want to open up about it, and he kept pushing for it. And that bothers her.
At the club.
It's interesting. When I watched this, I thought, Ed's still skeezy, but I thought, she needs to talk about things, and she does need to have better communication. So I'm glad she made that Instagram post, because here she is telling him, I want to talk about it, but I want to talk about it in private. Yet right. Ed wants to have a good show and get good ratings on 90 Day Fiancé, so he wants to fight in front of her, front of people. So Ed is like, Ed's basically like, I know, I have no patience. And I'm like, Ed, you've said that 10 times and done nothing about it.
Yeah. Did you notice the most glaring part of this whole thing is when...
I wonder if he would send us stickers now. He tried.
Wow, that's right, he did. He tried to send us Big Ed stickers.
He did.
Which don't even look like him. Like, they're an idealized version of him.
They don't, yeah.
He starts saying, yeah, we don't, he said, we don't communicate well. He's like, you know, you shut down and I keep pushing. And I'm like, great. So now he's telling her what she does.
Yeah.
And how it doesn't work in, and then how you're surveying how this relationship works and saying what she needs to do.
Yeah, they definitely need like some. They need a good, I'm blanking.
And then he does say, it's like, and then after you left, I had a panic attack. Again,
that was
sympathy over empathy.
That was the worst thing of making her feel like shit.
And she felt terrible because then,
he never said to her, how are you feeling about that?
No.
How are you feeling now? He was just all.
We're plying her with alcohol. Then we're going to make her feel bad about what she's done to him.
Well, because when he says, I had a panic attack, guess what she does? She puts her hands over her face in shame and cries, and she feels bad for leaving.
And so then she's going to do whatever she can. He's broken down her boundaries so much.
Which I told you, and I don't like to be right, but I was right. Like, Liz has gone through some traumatic shit.
No, you're right.
And she was broken before she even met
Agreed.
Ed. She needed to be single for a while.
And
because y'all think about it. This is someone who was in Vegas. Ed guilted her into taking her back. Told her he was going to leave her alone. So she took the initiative to leave Vegas, even though he was already doing this shitty, shitty behavior.
Right.
And here she is crying and feeling bad.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I just want to say, if you're in this relationship and you realize, if you're feeling bad all the time because you keep thinking you're messing up, I used to have friendships like this, and I realized... It wasn't that I was messing up repeatedly. It's that my friend was treating me like shit and was toxic.
And was making, and it made you, there was nothing you could do.
There was nothing I could do.
I want to say as well, Liz, it's no chance that Ed chose Liz. Predators can sense this kind of weakness in people. They can sense, I shouldn't say weakness. Predators can sense these patterns. They sense a susceptibility to the same kind of thing. So Ed's like a fucking great white shark. He can smell it in a way.
And he might know that.
Kind of like how I can smell a good dick.
Fair.
You know.
But he might know that consciously or he might not. It's for a lot of people. People that are predators say, well, I didn't mean there. It's this subconscious. Yeah. It's just they know.
And if you were like, because I've had this kind of stuff in my life, if I kept dating the same person over and over again, it is not something you need to blame yourself, but accept what happened to you in a relationship and saying, what changes do I need to make?
Exactly. Because here we are 3 weeks in and Ed is looking at her saying, am I what you want? I mean, not like today, but am I what
forever.
You want
forever?
Forever.
Forever, ever, ever,
ever. Ever. And Liz says again, this feels too soon. I don't think this is fair. Y'all, listen to your gut.
Yep.
How many times has Liz said...
She's desperately trying to put up a boundary.
Desperate. I hope Liz watches this and goes, whoa, I need to fucking work on me.
Yeah.
I need to
do some work.
I need to go to a therapist.
Spend some time in the desert.
Go to a therapist. Or BetterHelp, y'all. Use the code RealityGaze. But I need to go to some help, figure this shit out.
Right.
And then get back to life when I'm ready.
But he asks her, am I your forever? And I said, who can answer this after 3 weeks? Who? This is terrible to do to someone. Terrible. Anyway, I hate Ed. I can't abide him even now and then.
Oh, I'm in Ohio.
And I haven't heard from Sonny. He ghosted me.
I thought we had a connection when I made him a mix CD, but that's okay.
I put Cisco's thong song on it because
like
that's a fun song for me.
Now, look. Poodle said this before, and I agree. Y'all, I think Danielle is starting to wrap her head around dating. And I know you call them the murder cult, but I think the three angels from Della Reese really helped her.
We see two of the weird sisters.
They're calling from heaven.
Yeah, no, they're calling from outside the cauldron. They're still trying to hope.
So here's the deal. Danielle didn't hear from Sonny, and she's like, you know, you sit here and wonder what you did wrong, but I've learned that you've got to have a thick skin, so I signed up for a dating app
in Ohio.
Good
for her. I will say, to date you guys, this is the thing about dating. If you're like, oh, I hate dating, you do have to have a thick skin. You have to date. You have to be able to take the rejection, and then after a while, the rejection happens, and you're like, yep, looks like we just weren't a match.
Yeah. You move on.
And after, I know you hit rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection.
You should probably add another one.
After rejection.
And it people didn't see my light. You know, but seriously, but you have to say, people are not seeing your light.
Yeah.
And or, that is okay. You'll or, shine on someone else.
Or we're not a match, which is something I say when I reject people. And I, but it, I think it's doing it in the most honest way possible. Yep. I'm sorry. We're, I had fun getting to know you. I just don't think we're a match.
I kind of look it back too, like way back when I was younger dating, when I was speaking about Big Ed and Liz, when I was kind of so emotionally needy and I got in codependent relationships, I think, wow, I'm so glad that I didn't get with somebody in my 20s.
Yeah.
Because I would have probably gotten with somebody who was really toxic and horrible for
you
me.
You would have.
And treated me like shit.
We would have had to intervene.
But instead, yeah. I had a couple of toxic, I had like long-term friendships that were toxic, but I was able to get out of those. Yeah. But it was easier because I was in a relationship.
Right.
So maybe, again, look at, I wasn't supposed to, it is that you're not a match, but also it's like the universe.
It's giving you a gift.
Giving you a gift.
So I'm glad that she's taking this initiative. So she met a guy named Robert, and she went on her first date with him. Now, Robert, this is a good type for her. He's 50. He's got kids.
50.
He's divorced.
Now, look, I'm not saying that people, people have different types. Like, hell, even my own, when you look at Danielle and Mohammed, you're like,
it's not right.
It's not right. Some people prove that wrong. Angela and Michael. Look at them, you're like, not right. They proved it wrong. Robert and Danielle look
it's right.
Right.
I agree.
It just look.
It's a couple you would see at Old Country Buffet.
I don't know why you would bring up Old Country Buffet to me right now without taking me to Old
Remember
Country
those
Buffet.
Like yeast rolls. Ooh, with butter all over them.
We've got to move on. So they're going on a second date, and she's going out with him tonight.
And she said, we just went out to eat, and we just went out to eat, and we talked.
And we got a second date. That must mean he likes me.
I'm very nervous about a second date.
So they're going to go axe throwing.
Okay.
She tells the girl, I think this is great.
Okay.
What do you think? I want to go axe
is
throwing.
Is TLC single-handedly keeping the axe throwing salons or whatever they call them alive?
It's true. They're like, where do we take
them? Do they have an exclusive contract or for all reality shows? Is it in every pitch meeting? So where are we going to go? There's someone who says axe throwing?
They have exclusive exclusive agreement with the chain. Is that an axe in your pocket or you're happy to see me? It's a long name. It was hard for them to get an LLC, but you know.
Is that an axe in your pocket?
Or are you happy to see me? So, but that's true. Everybody does this.
I was gonna say something like the throwdown, but I like that's better.
Yeah, you know. So
I think Danielle doing anything athletic is going to be quite a debacle, but we'll see.
Now, Danielle says, it's been a long time since we've been intimate. And
since I've been intimate.
She's like, but I'm a sexual person. And
a dam broke inside my body, and I shivered, and at the same time, I got a little queasy when she said that.
You know, I wrote, good for her. Though,
I was horrified.
It was horrifying because it's Danielle, but good for her after hearing all that shit Muhammad said about her.
You're exactly like, right. Good for her that she can admit that.
I think this is totally the murder cult / Angel Girls influence.
I agree.
So she,
Maybe that murder cult will do something good.
When you walk to Sandusky.
Before they cut off her head and summon the 800-year-old warlock.
I'll be there to suck your blood.
As I said, they needed the blood of an idiot.
And of an idiot. Which somebody really enjoys.
Of a simpleton or something.
So Robert shows up on the second date. He's brought her flowers. And he went on a trip in Arizona, and then he
got her a shot glass. He said, because of course I collect shot glasses. Honey, I could have told you you collected shot glasses by looking at you once.
Does anybody, maybe, now don't judge me, y'all. Maybe I'm wrong. Does anyone over 35 collect shot glasses.
It is kind of a younger thing to
it's
do.
It's a younger thing, I feel like. That
I collected them as a child.
I collected them in my 20s. That said, what else do you think Danielle collects? We know dolls.
Buttons.
Buttons?
Any kind of button. those things that your dry cleaner gives you, the strips that go on clothing. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just love how they're all different kinds of colors.
Don't forget my Laffy Taffy book. Those jokes are so funny.
Mad Libs.
We apparently could do a whole podcast about what Danielle collects.
Key rings.
How's the Spotify playlist coming? You're making it, right?
Yes, it's coming.
All right, so we're going to announce
week.
It next week. Y'all, if you're not following us on Instagram, first of all, who hurt you? Do it because
we have a great meme of
Chris, our sissy Christina.
Oh,
she made the
chef's
best
kiss.
It's the best meme of the whole date with Sunny on the tiki boat. That's all we're going to go say, but go check it out at Reality Gates Podcast. Anyway, so he brings her all this stuff. And so Danielle needs to train her dog.
That dog is up on.
Out of control.
Up on strangers.
Yeah. Just, it's too much.
Pelly. Get down, Pelly.
Pelly, well, she likes you. Like, she'll smell your crotch. It's just because she's a lovable one.
So, he looks like a typical guy in his 50s.
Who lives in near Sandusky, yeah. Ohio.
And
he's like
anyway.
30 minutes away.
So she's like, I'm not going to wear, I wore, when I was in Ocean City, I wore extensions and makeup.
And lashes.
And now I'm just going to put some lip balm on and go.
Be comfortable. Again.
I like to be comfortable.
Kind of fucking respect it.
Yep.
You're like, I'm going to be me. And if they don't love me, sorry.
I will say, of all the people, and I said this last episode, of all the people on this season, Danielle is the most ready to date. Except for the end of this episode.
I was going to say, I think Colt's probably the most yep. ready to move on. I can't believe it. But yeah, I
but
would have said
Brittany,
that.
But Brittany,
no.
Molly, none of these, y'all, and even Fernanda, these people haven't taken care of their shit. And
no.
you shouldn't go out there looking, and not blaming people for this, but don't expect to go out there looking for someone to share your life with. When you're not a complete person,
yeah, agreed.
And you're still hurting. You're still not over something.
I'm still hurting.
Anyway,
y'all. So they're going axe throwing, and Danielle's she's trying to throw an axe, and she's like, "It feels good because it's touching my hand." And we're trying to throw the axe, and I'm not good. Oh, but he's touching me, and it's making my nipples tingle.
He does bring up, he's like, yeah, I just, I came from a bad relationship. So I was like, hopefully that won't be, so did she. And I wrote down, did they
I'm not going to be no good at this.
Did they just let you throw sharp axes without any help?
They probably give you, I'm sure they give you pointers.
Okay.
Yeah,
for most of these shows.
If you work out, is that an axe in your pocket, or are you happy to see me? Let us know.
Or the throwdown, as I was saying. if you work at Metalheads, or something,
choppers,
yeah, or some stupid axe pun.
You say it's stupid, but if a handsome man dressed in a lumberjack outfit came and showed you how to throw an axe,
oh, I'd be so into it. Or maybe the Max E pad. the Axe E pad.
That was a stretch. We should
You're
move
right.
On.
As soon as I said it,
was,
I knew it.
That was not good.
I admit it. That didn't work.
So yeah, Rob, they throw the axe, they laugh, but basically Rob, they sit down because Danielle's finally like,
I gotta sit down. I just wore my comfortable shoes.
My feet hurt.
So,
also they're combining, most of these places serve alcohol. So you're combining
yeah.
alcohol with axe throwing.
It's
a lawsuit.
It's a lawsuit.
Just waiting.
So
He's good at it.
Rob is good at it. He's better. And Danielle gets a couple. And so Danielle's like, so how was Arizona? And he says, do you like to travel? And she says, yes. And she said, I really just started doing that in the last couple of years. Rob says he was married for 17 years and he's been divorced for 10. So that's good.
And I was with the kid's dad. And that's spelled K-I-D-Z-E-S. Kids' dad.
I was with the kid's dad
for 22 years. Kids' dad.
And then I'm literally just talking to my TV. I'm like, and then just say you were... Like, don't tell all the details, Danielle. Don't tell all the details.
Don't tell about the smelly cooter. Please. Then, no smelly cooter. No smelly
and
cooter.
And then she says, and then I got divorced, and that one was hard. There's been a lot of hard things to forget. He said some pretty harsh things.
No smelly
no.
cooter.
And
no.
I wrote, no. Look. Oh, you can't even see it. I have so many no's.
I can't.
So many no's. And she said, then she's like, I need a minute. And she gets up. And she starts sobbing, and she is full on crying.
Y'all.
And she's like, I've never told this story to the band. And look, I know this is her trauma, and I know this was hard, and I know she needs to share this, but not with someone on the second day.
It's not
Did
now.
Did you see Rob's face?
Yep.
He looked like, what the fuck is happening?
Can you imagine if someone had said, if someone came up to you and say, yeah, I need to tell you something. My ex told me I had a smelly dick.
Yes.
On TV.
Remember my first date with that one guy? It was a blind date. And I said, so what are you doing this week? He said, oh, I'm going to the dentist because I keep having this smell of bad breath in my mouth and I don't know what it is.
What?
I told you this story before. He told me this at Le Petit Greek on Larchmont. He's like, yeah, I've got a weird tooth in my back. It's making my breath smell really horrible. I've got to get that figured out this week.
Jesus.
That was
when I would excuse myself to the bathroom and leave.
I knew it wasn't going to work when he came up and he had a lot of gel in his hair and it was spiked.
I think I would have said.
This was in 2008.
I think my meter's running out. And you hear, brrr, it made me just peeling out.
Anyway. So, y'all, if Robert stays with Danielle, he's either broken or the one.
I agree with you.
That's all I have about them.
Me too.
Y'all, we're going to take a commercial break. But when we get back, we're going to be talking about Fernanda in Miami and her
and her roommate. Oh, das ist gut.
I was just about to say das ist gut.
Ausgezeichnet.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Miami!
We did that without even thinking about it.
We didn't even plan it. Miami.
Y'all. We say the same things. We're the same.
Same.
We're the same.
Same. We're always we like to be the same. Because we have to always look and say the same.
Say the same.
Same. Y'all.
that's an extreme sisters reference.
By the way, R.I.P. Rick and Erica, they didn't get back together. They're broken up. Or they got back together in Murray Murray.
Well,
they've broken up now, not before she got some more things injected in her lip. You posted a picture and it was so...
Somebody on our posted, Facebook group.
And you posted a picture of Howard the Duck and it was completely accurate. That should be a watch-along movie.
Really,
I haven't seen that movie in years.
It really... Whenever you say that, you choose the most obscure things that are never streaming. And you don't
know
that people piggyback on what you said and say, yeah, I agree.
So now you're going to get 20 messages saying Howard the Duck.
I think it's funny that people also think it's a democracy.
I never knew that. I never thought that.
Anytime I'm spearheading things, it's not really a democracy. I do take...
Unless there's pizza involved.
Like any good ruler, I will take suggestions from the serfs. But most likely I will follow the counsel of my Rasputin or someone else.
Or do what his dick tells him.
Or do what my dick tells me. That's what I call my Rasputin.
So yes, y'all, they're broken up. Sad, sad.
And she's like, everyone should stop talking about it.
I wish people would stop talking about Rick the way I did.
Come on. It was so hard to date a rich man and have him buy all these things for me.
It was so hard.
And then we're gone.
I really miss Rick.
Oh, well. Well, we say Miami because, y'all,
Fernanda's in Miami.
Bobby has been left behind. Or Robbie.
Robbie.
Robbie's left behind. She's in Miami. A trainer also... So she moved to Miami. She's moving in because her trainer.
Like, so I got this guy. He's Trainer's a boxer.
Like, I know a guy who's a boxer.
He's looking for a roommate. Because you know what? In the entirety of Miami, I don't think anybody else is looking for a roommate, Fernanda. Yeah. So it's going to be you and this also heterosexual, hot straight guy.
30-year-old boxer named Noel.
And I know you've said you want to focus on you right now, and you don't want a relationship, and you want to focus on your career. Yeah. But I'm going to put you in the same place with this hot-as-fuck boxer.
Who, y'all, we're just going to say it now.
It's huge.
It's huge.
And it's girthy.
It is a huge German penis.
It is as girthy as the Matterhorn.
It's a spritzel to your nitzel,
it's quite a schnitzel.
To your verst, to your brust. it's going to make you goosh. Y'all,
I don't think we've rarely objectified the German language in that way, but here we go.
Until today.
It's quite a schwanza.
Quite a schwanza. Mm-hmm. Somebody posted in the CC Squad. Apparently, there's an article.
He's also gorgeous.
He's real cute. There's an article posted saying that, like, the bigger your nose is, the bigger dick you have.
And this guy's got a schnoz.
And you know what? I agree with that.
Me too.
Alexi?
That's how.
Huge.
Well,
how we get a lot of big dick face readings.
Yeah. To me, it's not just the
nose. It's not just the nose.
It's the proportion of the nose with the rest of the face. It's kind of. It's a couple things.
That's why Charlie throws us off.
It's a couple things at work. It's the proportion of their body. It's also just a feeling. There's a feeling that you know that in my head, there's like that computer, those old 80s computers, like that like spits out, it like processes everything.
And a printer like prints out the line in your brain.
Big dick.
And while the paper gets jammed because they get off the wrong, because we put it on the wrong holes on the roller, and you're like, fuck.
It's like the car from Knight Rider, Kit. Michael, I believe he has a big dick.
Michael. Which, by the way, that guy was homosexual. He had to be.
The guy who did the voice of Kit. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who did the voice of Kit?
I don't know. Someone knows. Where are we?
Fernanda. She's moving in with Noel.
He's a boxer.
He's like, they're talking. He's like, oh, I'm from Germany. And Fernanda immediately is like, he said, have you been? And she's like, no, are you going to take me?
Now,
immediately
honey,
flirting.
Honey, this is the thing. Her flirting is kind of like, it's not next level. It is like, either we've never really seen her flirt. We haven't seen her season.
No, yeah.
But maybe that's how she flirts. Maybe she just kind of like, makes herself an object.
Yeah.
You know, in that way. She also said, I took notice of this too. I wrote, the air is thick with the musk of flirting.
It sure is.
Even with him. Like, he was like, yeah, I'll meet you for a drink later. She's like, yeah, you're going to show me around? Going to throw my little tiny body around? She didn't say that, but
yeah, exactly. She said, why are you moving to Miami? She's like, well, I just want to be here. And then she said, and I want to take my body to the next level. And I thought, you know, that's the difference of why Fernanda's a gorgeous model and I've not. I have never thought, I'm going to take my body to the next level. I'm like, usually, I'm going to take my body to a bigger pant size.
Yeah. Or I want to take this bag of potato chips to the next level.
Yeah, have you ever thought that about your body? Like, I want to take it to the next level?
Maybe, but it's only lasted for 3 days when I wanted Louise's Trattoria.
Y'all, if you live in Los Angeles and you just want good, basic, horrible for you Italian food with amazing bread.
That makes it feel like it hits your stomach like a brick.
Then you've got to have Louise's.
Louise's.
I could eat a chicken parm right now.
It is perfectly acceptable
it's
Italian
the
American
bread.
Food.
The bread is
that
delicious.
Bread. Oh.
Focaccia, rosemary focaccia.
I like you went focaccia.
I did. I raised my left arm in a little Italian.
So I also want to say,
the way, I've mentioned to you this. I watched that Ina Garten thing with the cocktails.
Melissa McCarthy,
but on Discovery Plus. But have you started watching Bobby and Jada?
It's next on my list. People say it's amazing.
It's I hate you, Discovery Plus. Yeah. It's so good.
Did they cuss?
They haven't cussed yet. I've only seen one episode.
I kind of want to hear John DeLaurentis say, fuck.
I don't
think it's going to happen. Fuck you, Bobby Flay.
I just want her to take a bite of food and go, that's dick liquor, that's good.
That's so fucking
good. Dick liquors.
That's so goddamn good.
Fuck me.
Oh.
Anyway, it's great.
Fungool.
It's beautifully shy.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's...
I think they're friends. I think they're actual friends.
That and somebody else came for this.
I still think she's a complete and utter nightmare off camera.
I've heard that. I have to say, y'all, that laundry show, if you just need something to just... It's just a guy getting out stains, and it's fascinating. He's lovely. I just turn my brain off when I watch it. I watch like two episodes.
Doesn't he solve their problems too?
Yeah, a little bit of that. But he's just so gay and like beautifully friendly and just like...
I'm sure it's wonderful, but
I just want to say...
I don't think we needed a show where a man gets out laundry stains.
You know, Oprah Winfrey says she's obsessed with it. She loves, like, one of her zen things to do is to get out stains, like in the carpet or clothes.
Do you think we've come to a place where the stressors in life are just too much when we're watching things like The Laundry Guy, or when when on YouTube the most popular things is people watching planes land and take off? That's a huge thing, by
the
way.
It's a huge thing. I think there is...
have we gone past the point of no return?
A little bit, because I've... You know, you already sang it last podcast. You already sang it last podcast. It's in your head today.
How am I the one who's usually singing now?
It's true. You know, I just posted...
Sorry, I won't go on.
I posted this article all about burnout and stuff. It was on NPR, I think. I posted it on my Facebook page, but Google...
Brain fog.
It's brain fog, yes. And I'm telling you, that is that. I was talking to you just the other day.
Yeah, you were.
I was kind of telling you, like, it's like sometimes I find myself just kind of staring out for like an hour or two, doing anything.
I think because you've got caretaker brain.
I got that too, but I think a lot of people, I'll post, I think maybe someone posted it in the Sissy Squad, actually. I think that's where I saw it first.
I'll
post it on my Twitter and stuff too. It's a great article. But anyway, I think with all of it talked about the stressors and how I do think people want to check out a little bit and just not.
I totally agree. Well, I think that's what a lot of reality TV is, but this is even more interesting. And I think other countries have had this before, especially Japan. The shows are like people like stirring soup. There was a whole channel, and I think we're just now getting used to that.
It's like I like Pimple Bopper. I love her. Anyway.
And then I'll watch Forensic Files for three hours straight. So it's, and about dead people. So.
I did text my... y'all, I have a partner that I'm a producing partner where we pitch shows and stuff like that. And I texted him and I said, I like that we haven't sold a show yet, but someone pitched it to a network and said, hey, I got a guy who gets out laundry stains. And they bought that fucking show.
Yeah, well, I will say with this app is very different.
It's very different.
This is for a very niche audience.
Yeah.
And a very devoted audience.
God, I hate you, Discovery Plus.
I know.
You tried to sue us and you're becoming one of my favorite apps. Anyway.
It's like an abusive husband.
It's
you
true.
Just keep going back to.
Y'all change. So later that day, she's meeting her friends Sierra and Maggie.
I know what I was going to say. Before you went on a long tear.
Sorry.
That we're just coming back. Y'all, don't fuck your roommates. Fuck your roommates.
Raise your hand if you fucked a roommate and learned that wasn't a good idea.
I didn't fuck a roommate that I lived with for a long time. I fucked like a...
Please explain.
Like when I was doing foreign study, I may have messed around with a roommate. This was in Italy.
The guy you were rooming with there?
Yeah.
Y'all fucked around.
Yeah. Didn't end well.
Would you say you fooled
didn't go good?
When you fooled around with just a little heavy petting? Or did he
give
you
a little more than that?
Or did he put a salami in your focaccia?
Nothing that extreme. He didn't fill the cannoli.
He didn't fill the cannoli
with crema.
But there was a lot of manicotti on your face.
There was a little bit of spumoni coating my face.
I like that we've ruined German and now we're just on to Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spumoni. The little bit of, or spumanti.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, he's a coming.
Speaking of, we're doing Moonstruck for this week's watch chat to celebrate the great Olympia Dukakis. This is airing tomorrow, right?
Oh, this well. Is gonna, this tonight. Single life is going up on Friday, yeah. Today.
So, you guys, if you're around 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 Eastern, we're watching Moonstruck.
We're watching Moonstruck.
It's in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad.
Snap out of it. So, y'all, that she goes to meet her friend Sierra and Maggie. Mate, I'm coming home. I'm Rod Stewart. And so they're like, we're so glad you're here. This is really good for you. Like, y'all.
I agree with them.
This is a fit for her. And then Fernanda starts talking about her roommate.
This is the thing. She shows them pictures of him and they're giggling like schoolgirls. And I'm like, honey, just spend some time being you and being professional.
And she even says, oh, he texted me and he asked me if I need a ride later. And I went, oh, I've gotten that text too. Haven't you, Poodle?
Oh, yeah. I'd love a ride later. I'd love a ride on that D.
Gonna ride that D. Gonna ride that D to Dick Town. We haven't sang that song in a while.
She wants a ride. I'll tell you what she wants a ride on.
Yeah. His McFlurzenherzen.
No. She wants to ride on a certain vehicle.
Driving down the highway.
No. Something you take. Guten Tag. Gonna go down the Dick train. Gonna go on the Girth train. The German Girth train. Guten Tag. Say hello to the Girth train. We're climbing down the Alps. We're going up the mountains. And we're going to get the Girth train.
Das ist gut.
Spätzle. Wiener Schnitzel.
Wow.
So she, the thing is, wow. I feel like she does like feeling like a sex object for men, and it's a comfortable thing for her.
I don't know if she likes it going with her history. I think she loves to be adored and admired because it feels... So she's learning this in her. I'm hoping she talks to her therapist about this because our therapist is great.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be like, this is a pattern. This is not real.
And the fact that she's taken herself out of a non-productive, non-healthy environment for herself. And like a lot of us, we think, when I go somewhere else, I'm going to be a different person. Guess what?
No.
She ain't. She's the same dick crazy Fernanda.
You can move, but the baggage goes with you unless you deal with it.
Yeah, and y'all, you can be dick. You can be dickmatized all you want. You just have to not let it interact with your daily work, especially in your 20s.
And maybe she doesn't want a boyfriend. But the thing is, you can't just fuck your roommate.
You can't. I think she does want a boyfriend, and that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was some guy she met, I'd be like, ride it, girl. Get that D.
I don't think Fernanda's that kind of girl, unfortunately.
Anyway, because Fernanda even says, I need him to bring another girl home so that way he'll get out of my head.
Honey, he's living rent-free already, sadly.
We need to talk about Brittany. Y'all.
This was a short segment, but we learned a lot, I think.
Her shoulder's doing better. She's working out with her friend Prince, who, y'all, Prince on the gay ladder of, like, if the bottom rung is, like, that Australian guy that was in Beauty and the Beast, who we never really know if he's gay or not. that actor.
Oh, Luke Evans?
If the bottom rung is Luke Evans.
You know, of how we know they're gay.
Of how gay, yeah. Of gayness. And then the top rung is Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Fucking Liberace on that sequin piano.
Yeah.
I think Poodle and I are probably like upper middle.
We're pretty high up there.
Right up there.
Prince is at least Prince, an 8.5.
Prince is playing the piano that Liberace and
but you
is
know
fucking
what?
On.
I think he's living his life out loud.
Oh,
I'm
not making fun of him.
I will say it's a lot to take in on a show on TLC.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm actually mad fucking respect because I
know,
could not live that openly when
no,
I was that age.
I totally agree.
To be honest,
I think things are different though. But
I think
right.
If I grew up now. And I think both of us would. If we grew up now, I think we would be that, like, free with ourselves.
I agree.
I would be way more effeminate.
I would be so obnoxious.
Oh.
I would be horrible.
Insufferable.
Yeah.
Y'all, she would have a YouTube channel just reading people.
You know, you want to come? I'm going to talk about today, because I had to have a fake accent, too. You know what I'm going to talk about today?
You would.
I'm going to talk about the things that I saw a guy in Ralph's today, and he had a terrible, terrible shirt on.
You would totally want people to believe that you were from England.
Yeah, I could totally see it.
Anyway, she's with Prince. Y'all, Brittany.
They are doing a twerk out.
Because Brittany used to teach twerk outs.
I know, and I was like, wow.
Twerking always fascinates me because it does look like people's asses separate from their body and move on their own accord.
And the
I
cheeks,
can't do it.
And the cheeks jiggle independently of
yes,
one another.
Can you twerk?
No.
I cannot twerk.
No. You knew the answer before you asked me.
I did.
I can't twerk.
I did.
I can, however,
you bump and grind.
I can, however, grind my ass up on you.
Yes,
and you will know when I'm in mating season.
I've seen
when
him
I
do
start
it.
When I start grinding up on someone, and I get really low to the ground.
It's like when a cat rubs his cheek on your leg. It's the same thing.
Or a dog with worms scoots along
yeah,
the floor.
Yeah, that's kind of
looks like that.
So
about as hygienic.
And they twerk. He twerks, and Brittany's like, I can't let you around my boyfriends. And so then Prince is like, well, let's sit down. How you doing? And
how
so
you doing?
How you doing? And how she starts telling him about Terrence, and she basically says, we didn't have sex, but on our last date, we did cuddle and kiss and talk all night. And Brittany says, I like him. He's patient, but he doesn't have to yell. But I take him seriously. I thought that was a good thing to say. And then she said. And then she said, I think I'm going to set it all on fire and ruin it before it burns to the ground before
honey.
It ruins me. And I have to say, I'm going to say something I did not expect to say. This segment made me like Brittany more and actually realize that I feel like.
You mean like her or I have a little more empathy for her? That's
a little bit of both
for me.
A little bit of both
doesn't make me like her anymore.
Because I was so annoyed with her with Yazan.
Yeah.
And with this, I'm thinking. Wait a minute. Are you actually trying to grow and be a better person? Because it kind of seems like it.
She doesn't know how. Because all she knows is getting men to kind of like her and withholding, as she says, her magic box from them. And this is different. And when she thinks a guy actually does like her, she ghosts him because she reveals to Prince that she has ghosted him again. She has not talked to him. Even though he has called her and she's like, I think it's over. I think I've fucked up. And she said, I guess I'm scared of being hurt because both my exes flipped on me.
And it makes sense why she was with Yazan because it was someone, we said this in her season. I think we even said something to the fact of saying, it's almost as if she wanted someone who was completely unavailable and would she
exactly.
would never be able, so that way she would never have to commit to him.
Yep.
And we were dead on.
Mm-hmm.
She never, and that is her pattern, getting with people and if they be who she thinks are unavailable because he lives in Detroit.
Right.
Suddenly she has this great date with him and he's like real and connects with her and she goes, wait a minute, this could be a real thing. How do I make him unavailable again?
And then she says, but I think about him all the time. And I'm like, so you're thinking about him, yet you're not answering his texts. And this this is behavior, you guys. She needs to have, someone needs to intervene with this behavior.
Well, she's one of those people that says, I just want someone to be real, but she plays games.
Yes.
The whole time. Because she thinks, she says, I want you to be real, because she believes that all guys are going to play games with her too.
Right.
So she's going to play games first, so that way she's not, she doesn't lose the game.
I'm saying this is, it's very frustrating to watch, especially when this is behind the scenes, y'all. So we're hip to what she's doing.
Yeah.
And so we're not having to speculate, and she's fully admitting it. And Prince is like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, Prince
would
be like,
call him.
Yeah. He was like, and she's saying basically, I'm scared of being hurt. And go ahead.
I was going to say, even though she's 28, I believe, or maybe even older,
mm-hmm.
she feels 20 to 21 to me.
17.
Yeah, that's probably even closer.
I think she very...
Maybe she's stuck with her first marriage.
Well, you get stuck in trauma. Mm-hmm. And so I would not be surprised if she... Because it sounds like she went through a horrible, horrible, bless her heart, first marriage.
Yeah.
But you got to, like, you have to work through that. And, you know, you said something earlier. She's like, she doesn't know how. That's true. A lot of people... Which she's starting to have her patterns and realizations. And a lot of people like to say, I don't know how to move forward. That's when you ask for help. Or honestly, too, that's also when you just, you start stepping forward into an unknown that makes
right.
you uncomfortable. And you keep walking in it because it's a different way of doing things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Brittany could do that on her own.
I don't know if she has any friends who are really close to her. Who has her? Who have her real well?
She seems guarded.
Best interests at heart.
I think she's guarded with friends
yeah.
as well. Even she probably feels comfortable with Prince because he's not a woman that's going to be competitive, and he's not a man. So he is a man, but he's a gay guy,
right?
So it's not a man that's going to hit on her.
But I doubt that their conversations are very deep.
I don't know.
He hasn't known her for that long because she hasn't been in Houston that long.
That's true, but I just can't imagine like. I bet Prince, I have mad respect for a gay black man of color who can be that flamboyant in gayness. He has to have depth to have gotten to that point.
No, I agree. I just don't think...
Oh, you mean like they might have not have had those conversations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, possibly.
I just don't think... I think they're new friends. Or worse yet, production called him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Houston casting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I want to say one more thing about, and this is a more overarching concept. You guys know how I know I love these. The concept of the single life, especially when it in the universe of 90 Day Fiancé, which is a show itself about people trying to find the one, people overcoming odds,
mm-hmm.
Overcoming boundaries,
mm-hmm.
of national boundaries and their own boundaries,
mm-hmm.
to find love.
Yes.
But we've said before, a lot of these people need to be single.
Yes.
And I would say there's a third. So the options seem to be single and
coupled.
Not dating.
Okay. Single.
Or only are coupled off
forever.
With the intention of, and I think the show only exists in that liminal world of two options.
That's the stakes. It's to
right.
to be together to get married. If we were like, we're going to get together and see how it goes, that's boring and that's not reality TV.
I guess, but I think...
I wish people do that in life, but that's not reality
TV. But I think about the show Dating Around.
You and I love that show, but again, that's not necessarily a hit show.
Right. I see what you're saying. But I think it's just a shame.
I don't think a lot of people live in that area that you just talked about. I know this.
Live in that area.
Think about, though, from what I think about therapy clients. If you think about coaching clients you've coached with, how many of them live in that area of true comfortability of just... We're also gay men.
Yeah.
And that's different for women who want to get married
very, very
and
true.
Have biological clocks.
Very true.
They've got a whole different set of...
But Fernanda, especially, who's so young...
But she comes
still,
from a culture where people get
right.
married when they're 21 years old.
I think I'm just saying I wish that the show had some room for that. Because it seems like it's just reinforcing
It'll
that same boundary.
It'll never happen. Cause it's
well,
not,
thank you.
Because it's not high-stake TV.
Thank you for ruining that for me.
Sorry.
I'm just saying that push toward either singlehood or complete monogamy.
Yeah.
But
maybe hopefully people can do that more in life, but not in the single life.
I would love a show where we could vote who and we could make them stay single for a while. I would vote for Brittany to stay single.
Well, she does say, I need to learn how to communicate better. So maybe she'll take a step to learn that.
I don't know. Should we talk about Colt?
Can we talk about somebody who
is the star of the single life?
Someone who is probably ready to date.
He still needs to work on himself. So, y'all,
this opening with the rooster.
I will say, and I can't believe I know this, it's from an opera called Marta that this is from. Axel Fromm is the name of it, going back to German.
I'd heard it. I didn't know where it's from.
Da 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 da. It's very Flotow? No one's caring. Thank you.
No, somebody will like that. So y'all, we're waking up in Castlewood.
Ma paradis. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard people sing that. We're in opera land. We need to stop.
Okay.
It's 5:00 so and you need to have a drink
we're
soon.
Waking up in Castlewood.
We are.
And the first scene, I'm like, oh, this is nice and idyllic. And the next scene, Colt is on the bed in his
shirt and his undies.
And his undies with his legs flying back and forth like a 16-year-old girl listening to Depeche Mode.
Oh, see, this this dates me because I was like, he's like Anne Margaret in an Elvis movie, just like in a shirt and panties.
And he says, hey, sexy. And I go,
he's like, got my purple underwear on.
You know, it's good to know that Colt, even though Colt seems to be more and more legitimate, he can still make me queasy.
Oh, yes, always. Always.
I said he's just kicking his legs on the bed like a teenage girl.
Now.
And he says, how about a quickie? Again, he knows it's a sensitive topic of how many times he wants to have sex a day.
Well, he talked. I feel like he was kind of kidding.
Was that quicking? Was that quicking?
It was quicking. But he said, you know, last night he said, I was tired. But then we started kissing, and he said it just felt natural. And he said, that's what I feel like this should be. Instead of us thinking we're going to have sex like this, I think it should just be more natural.
You were talking about this morning. They were too tired last night, but this morning they banged.
And Vanessa says, you know, I think Colt is trying to compromise. But y'all, what we're seeing with Vanessa, yes, it's about Colt's actions, but it's more becomes about she's literally transferring her shit onto him because if and she has a right to because Colt has been horrible.
Yeah.
But she says Colt tries to compromise, but I don't think I will ever be enough for him and that he will want it from someone else.
Who knew that out of the two of these that Vanessa might be the more fucked up one?
I said she's been through some shit.
You did say that.
And what this goes back to is like it's core beliefs of what's her core belief. And we're going to find this out later, but it shocker. It's that she's unlovable. Yep. And I say that because we all have had some variation of that core belief.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe not Poodle or me. Oh, I don't know.
I think
boys just love me, boys. Hey, boy, can someone just get away from me, sissy pants? Okay.
I think we've all thought we were unlovable.
Have, yeah. You are lovable, Poodle.
I know. I know that now.
Between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. when you've had a drink. After that, wouldn't touch ya.
Lost me. But and then like when I am ready to be loved, I'm like a cat, y'all. And then you're petting me and I'm like, I'm done.
But when you want to be loved, you are like, love me, love me, love me.
I will come up and sit in your lap.
Do you cuddle a lot when you're in relationships?
Yeah, if I have to. I will say, I'm okay with it. I have to be in a certain comfort level because I'm just touch sensitivity anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I have touch sensitivity issues. I have a weighted blanket. I come with my own instruction manual.
Do you like your weighted blanket?
I love my weighted blanket.
It's so funny.
I love it.
My boyfriend just got one, and you know what he said? He's like, this is great. He said, Jake should get one of these. And I went, why, Jake? I need one of these. I'm stressed out. He was like, oh, yeah, you too.
But I have touch sensitivity issues. That's
so weighted blankets help you. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to say, he got it for the first time, and he slept last night, and usually he kind of snores.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dead sleep the entire
night.
Well,
some people use it to sleep. I just think they're great with sensitivity. That's another thing. Some people feel swaddled. You feel... Does he have the big one or the little one that you kind of put over you? I have a smaller one.
It's the company's called like Bearberry, Bear Baby, Bear.
I'm saying, is it big, like the size of your bed?
It's or like just an Afghan. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where mine is.
Yeah. Not like a for your whole bed.
But mine's pretty heavy.
I don't want it. I liked it. I can be a little. I get this from my dad. I can be a little claustrophobic.
Oh. So you don't feel claustrophobic. Your head's out of it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try it.
Why don't you see what it's like before you dismiss it? Okay. Dismissy. That's what Maybe. I'm going to call you. Dismissy.
Dismissy. That sounds like a bitchy drag queen. Like, who was like...
Dismissy. You are the tops. You're a winner, baby.
Who's almost like trying to be like, their drag is very Missy Elliott inspired.
Yes, I could see that.
I would love a drag queen who's Missy Elliott inspired.
So... You guys, they are going on a picnic, and well, right before that, he does the creepy up the arm kissing, which I'm grossed at.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, y'all, of course, he's still taking the ring,
but he says, like, I don't know if this is the right time to propose because she hasn't explained,
and then he says, and this just tells you how creepy and kind of weird Colt is, and also like his mannerisms, and a little bit he's a little disconnected from his own reality. He's like, I don't know if I have the courage or interest to propose again. It's a weird to say.
It's weird, like you have it once and then you lose it,
right? And maybe he doesn't trust himself. That's one thing I thought of, but anyway, he's there.
They're doing the picnic. It's kind of cute.
He does feed her, which of course I have a problem with. He touches her food, by the way.
I don't mind.
Then
I think
feeds
that's sweet.
Her.
But he does. It's kind of cute. He does, like, again, some of you youngins might not have realized this. He does a Julian Child impression.
Julia.
Like, what did I say?
Julian.
I said Julia.
Adam.
Gary.
Go to the tape.
So he does a Juliet where he's like, oh, you put the bread on the cracker.
Right.
That's what that voice was.
Probably
was
got
Julia
that
Child.
From mother, from Debbie.
But that was...
Well, the thing is, sweet. He took the piece of bread, then took his hand with the meat, then a piece of cheese, then another, and almost smushed it and put it in her mouth. He had completely touched everything in that sandwich with his hand, which had not been washed. But, I'm certain.
But the night before, he probably licked her butt. So, like...
Fair.
I mean...
I just... I don't want someone...
I don't
know.
You've never had somebody, like, lick your junk and then kiss you?
But no, this is different. This is at the picnic outside.
Oh, and so I think it's not about the germs of them. It's about what you could get outside.
No.
In the world.
I'm saying someone's hands are dirtier than their tongue.
Come at us if you're a doctor and let us know. Let us know.
People's hands are filthy. That's
they
why,
are filthy. We've learned that COVID.
But I'm saying I doubt he sanitized his hands before he did that.
Probably not.
Yeah. Probably I just not. Was grossed out by him manhandling her food, then putting it in her mouth.
Yes.
It's gross. Well, you know how I feel about feeding people anyway. Gross. But you're all about it. You're all about feed me Seymour.
Depends on what
you
feed.
No, you said you loved it. Well, we're watching Chevelle.
Yeah, I do enjoy it, yeah.
Gross.
But not in like a sexual way. More in like the way Colt, like just, we're having a picnic. Like Chevelle's was like, And now when I think about it, like, and they were at dinner, but like in the bedroom, I don't want someone feeding me food. But like we're having dinner and someone just, so that's the way I like, someone says, hey, try this. I'm like, okay. I got the hiccups.
No, I don't want to talk anymore about feeding. It's so disgusting. You can give me a fork or say, here's a fork. I'm not going to put it in your mouth. It's not for me.
Okay.
Anyway, where were we?
So, y'all, they're, Colt says they're having a good time. And she says, remember when you did this on my birthday? It wasn't a lot.
This was really sweet.
It was really sweet. He's like, it was a simple gesture. And you don't think you do a lot, but you really do.
Right. For me and my mom.
He said, you're nice to my mother. And Vanessa said, it's not hard. And I went, marry this woman. Because for her to say that about to be nice to Mother Debbie.
I can't believe I'm saying this. They actually kind of work. And I doubt they have as many problems as they are presenting on TV. I think they're probably they get along a lot more.
I just want to tell Colt, I hope this works out because she likes your mother and gets along with her. This won't happen again.
You need to lock that down.
This won't happen again.
I agree.
It will not.
You need to take this chance and seize the day.
Yes.
You need to carpe that DM.
Yes.
Carpe Vanessa's DM.
Yeah.
Toot sweet.
Yeah. Not going to happen again. But then Colt goes on. It was very sweet. He says, so you're so worried that you won't make me happy, but I don't want you to be scared. These are the moments that I'm happy. Waking up, being with you, holding you.
Right.
And I was like, what the hell?
This is as honest we've ever seen. Vanessa says, I'm afraid of losing you. Because that would destroy me.
We finally get to the core belief.
And she cries.
I'm afraid of losing you. Because she's not enough and she doesn't want to be alone.
So she has more issues than Colt does.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Well, because she's a feeling person. Colt really kind of isn't.
So then, y'all, love bomb. He says, I love you, Vanessa. And she says, I love you, too.
She says, I love you, too.
I'm sure they probably said it. This might be the first time on camera.
And then I'm like, this is sweet. Great. This is a good ending. Then Colt goes to his car and says, how can I not ask her to marry now after that?
I have to.
I know it's crazy.
Everything else is perfect.
But I've got to follow my heart. Follow my heart.
It's interesting because it's everything's going fine.
No.
Everything's fine until he has to go the extra mile. It's like Big Ed next week saying, Liz, will you move in with me?
God, I hope not. Please, Liz, I hope you dump his ass next episode. Because that's going to make me sad if Ed gets broken up with and we don't see it on camera like we did last time.
Oh, I want him to get his ass handed to him.
Because it was
in the worst way possible.
When Rose did that, it was phenomenal.
Oh.
Y'all, if you ever feel like you need a breakup with somebody and you don't know how, just watch those maybe one or two episodes. Go back and watch those episodes of Rose fucking breaking up with Ed.
He tries to be sympathetic towards her. She
and
sees
gaslighter.
Through it.
Yes. Get inspiration from Rose.
And even someone, you know who did something similar? Erica and Stephanie. Because Stephanie was super, in a similar way, I have a disease. I have a condition. I don't know how I'm going to be. Stephanie went back and forth. And Erica's like, no, I'm not gonna fall for this anymore.
No, that's true.
Yeah. That breakup that Erica did was great, too.
I forgot about that season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were the first same-sex couple, and it was kind of a bust.
You're right, though. Ain't no drama like lesbian drama.
Well, they were technically bisexual, but two women together is a good place for drama.
I still want a dramatic gay couple. I love Kenny and Armando, but we're not going to get it.
I want screaming. I want someone throwing clothes out.
Like,
you can take your kimono.
Yes. I want.
Did he give you this?
Y'all, I'm not kidding. Do you know?
Cast me. I'm the first person.
Because honestly, I've seen so many older white men dating younger Latinx men and having so much drama.
I know those are great.
So when Kenny and Armando happened, I was like, this is it. We're going to have... But Armando's has way too much of his shit together.
Right.
And they're both too good of people. We need...
Give me a twink that steals.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Who's like stealing Adderall.
Give me a twink who steals. That's all I ask.
Oh, yes. I would like that on Marry Millions, actually. That would be great. Oh,
break the sexual boundary by giving me a terrible gay couple that's embarrassing.
Oh,
we are due that.
We already had one to show heterosexual people that gay relationships are wonderful and amazing. Now let's destroy them.
Give us one that is so embarrassing. Like I said before, give me a twink that steals.
who always walks around
things in his name,
and he always has a little backpack that we never know what's in it.
Yes,
who wears?
Give me one who comes in methed out in the morning.
He wears cakey foundation over his acne,
bad skin,
and sideways pink hats.
Oh, all of it.
Oh,
baby
yes.
tees. All of it. All of it.
Let's put that out for the
with a 75-year-old man who's creepy.
Matt Sharp, if you're listening, we just told you what to do, and we were right.
Sticky fingers, looking for twinkie gay boy. Sticky fingers, a plus.
All right, y'all.
We have one more episode, I believe.
We think the next one is the finale. That's what Sissy's telling us.
Then Sean Robinson says there's a tell-all.
She told us there was going to be a tell-all for.
So there should be at least two more episodes of Single
She
Life.
Did tell us there was a tell-all for. What was it? What season was that? And there was
Other Way. Toe.
And she said there was going to be one, and either we never saw it or it didn't air. So.
I think they were doing... Maybe she thought it was Strikes Back or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com to check out our other shows. We want to remind you that SIWA... Is it SIWA?
SIWA International.
SIWA International.
That's our charity this month in the Sissy Squad.
It's helping out Indian sissies. Are people in India...
Indian people in general. You don't have to be an Indian sissy to receive help.
Because obviously they've been devastated by COVID right now.
Right.
Y'all, what happened is we raised $1,500 and a sissy... On her own accord, matched it $1,500. So we've already raised $3,000. So I'm putting it out there. It's the first of March. I would love if we could raise $5,000.
I was just thinking of that number.
So y'all, if you're in the Sissy Squad, we have almost 9,000 people in there. If each of you gave, hell, a dollar, but if you can't, we get it. But if you can, goodness, just think what we can do for other people. So... All right, and if you don't want to give in the Sissy Squad, you can always buy merch. 100% of the proceeds of our merch that we get goes to them. And we got new merch coming. When's that coming out?
Next week.
Okay. All right, we're waiting on it. Hey, everybody, we call these people. Oh, I forget before I remember. Mother's Day, y'all. Nothing says Mother's Day like a cameo from two gay men. Now, look, Poodle, if you want a Civil War cameo... He's got it for you.
It's weird to do that to your mother, but I do have people asking. Most of the time I'm giving uplifting Mother's Day messages.
Well, that's good.
Or I'm asking you to take back the night from your family and at least take back Mother's Day.
Yes. And I'm a mother lover. So
You're a mother something.
I am. So, you know, anyway, come at us on Cameo. This is Friday when you're hearing this. You need to book those. Today, if you want to get them by Sunday for Mother's Day. So,
if you're lucky.
I know there's some. You can do an option to book like a 24-hour cameo that we have to do in 24 hours. So if you want that, you can do that too. Anyway, y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you want to ride that girth train and you want a little schnitzel on the nitzel, on the gitzel...
Barbecue sauce.
Call us. Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
the lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.